Hi, Doc. Did you miss me? It's been a whole week since the last time I saw you. I've been looking forward to visiting you this whole week. Talking to you, it's the first time I've felt free in a while. You know what I mean? So, let's do it. I'm here. You want to hear more details, right? About why I'm coming to you? About the bad things that I've done. I know. We didn't get too naughty last time, but I have been a naughty girl, Doctor. I mean, I told you I was bad last time, right? I mean, I pissed off my boyfriend just so he would fuck me in a public bathroom. Do you remember that story, Doc? Remember how I was rubbing all up on some stranger just to make my boyfriend mad? It was so much fucking fun. But I needed more. I realized that I just love the feeling of being full. And I just fucking need it all the time. And I mean, it wasn't nice of me to rile up that other guy just to leave him hanging, was it? Well, don't you worry about him, sir. See, the thing is, before I left the bar that night, I may have slipped him my number. It's bad, I know, but I was just so curious. I know it's not an excuse for my behavior. Not for any of it, but it's the only reason in I've got to give you. I just wanted to know what it would be like. Is that so wrong, Doctor? Don't you ever wonder what it would be like to cross a boundary? Maybe you want to cross a boundary with me? I'd love to, you know? You can help me out of my clothes, and I can help you with whatever you want. I've learned through the course of my little adventures that I am very good at breaking boundaries. Such a professional. But that's a turn on too, you know? I love a man who takes his work seriously. Fine. We'll talk about what happened. That's what you want, right? You want to hear me talking about fucking that strange man. So naughty of you, mister. Well, if that's what you really want to talk about, I'll tell you all about it. You see, I just needed to know what it would be like. What he would be like. Would he be different than my boyfriend? Would it be better? I needed to know. And besides, it was so much fun just having a secret like that. All the secret text messages, the little flirty game that we were playing when my boyfriend wasn't around, or even sometimes when he was sleeping right next to me. There's a certain kind of thrill to the whole thing, Doctor. And his cock? His fucking cock. It was so beautiful. I could just tell from the pictures how fucking perfect it was. I needed to know what it tasted like. What it would feel like in my mouth and in my pussy. We teased each other for weeks, and then one day it just happened. I got in a fight with my boyfriend about some stupid thing, and I left, angry about nothing at all, really. And I went to a bar. I drank, and I started sending some flirty texts, and before I knew it, he was right there, sitting next to me, and we were drinking. His strong hands were on my body, and I couldn't say no. And, well, I'll be honest, I had no desire to say no whatsoever. I felt his hands as he touched my shoulders and my waist and thighs, and I fucking loved it. And when his hand touched the back of my neck and he leaned in, whispering that we should leave, I was his. It was so fucking wrong. My boyfriend had no idea where I was, and he was probably worried sick about me as I went to bed with this man. We got to his place and my stomach was just full of butterflies. It was so fucking wrong, and I was so excited, and I wanted it, but the idea of being with a man other than my boyfriend was just fucking nerve-wracking too. My hands were shaky as I unzipped his pants. What would my boyfriend think? What would I think of myself in the morning? The questions and hesitations ran through my head, and I started to question what I was about to do, until he took my hand and placed it on his cock, and everything else just melted away. Doc, you need to understand, his cock was perfect. It was incredible. As I felt it in my hand and stared at it in front of my face, I knew that there was no turning back. No pulling out now. Not that I'm a fan of pulling out anyway, Doc. Anyways, since you just like to listen, just sit back and listen. He was so fucking hard for me already, and it was like I went into a trance. I couldn't think about anything except for kissing and licking that gorgeous cock. I took the head of his cock in my mouth, swirling my tongue around it before I took him as deep as I could. I took the head in my mouth, swirling my tongue around it before I took him as deep as I could. I held him there for a minute and backed up to breathe, and then tried again, over and over, taking a little more of him each time until I had taken him as far as I was gonna go. I gagged and I tried to pull away, but suddenly his hands were just no longer guiding my head. They were forcing me down onto his cock, making it nearly impossible to breathe. I panicked for a moment. When my boyfriend held me down, I knew that he cared about me and that he wouldn't hurt me, but I barely knew this man. I had no reason to believe that he wouldn't hurt me, and I didn't care. Letting the stranger use my pretty mouth, surrendering to him, was such a fucking turn-on. He pushed me down farther than I could comfortably take him, and I gagged hard. I started to cry, and as the first tears started rolling down my cheeks, he finally let me up to breathe. Or so I thought. Before I was even able to fully catch my breath, his cock was back in my throat, and he just started to fuck my face harder and harder until I thought I would pass out. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't think. I fucking loved it. Loved letting him use me. Loved being a drooling, gagging little slut. And when he threw me face first into the floor and pushed his big fucking cock into my pussy, I almost came instantly. There was nothing sweet or caring or gentle about the way he fucked me. He pulled my hair and bit me, choked me, but mostly he just slammed his fucking cock into me over and over again, abusing my tight little pussy, and I fucking loved every moment of it. I could feel his big body on top of mine, pinning me down, trapping my movements as my legs tried to twitch while I came over and over again for him. until he shoved his cock all the way inside me and filled me with his cum. I came again as his cock throbbed and twitched inside me, and though part of me wanted to protest, I couldn't move or speak or breathe, and I realized that I wanted to be full of this man's cum. For reasons I couldn't explain to myself. So I just lay there and let him come inside me until it was dripping out of my pussy. Would you fill me up like that if you had the chance, sir? I'm right here, you know. Sitting right in front of you. And you're such a strong-looking man. I couldn't really stop you if I want... Fuck. Well, I guess our time being up could stop us. I can't wait until I get to come and talk to you again.